Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to, well, I guess I can't see you. You can see me. Good to be with you today. We've got Jackson, who all of a sudden looks like he's in black and white, which is awesome because I'm in full color. So I look like vibrant and radiant, and Jackson looks like a washed out version of a human being. But unfortunately, he is a smart guy on today's topic. We are going to talk about how to get all the leads that you need. I'm going to tell you why that's important, and Jackson and I are going to dive into how to make that work for you. So the important part is we do coaching. Man, I've done hundreds and hundreds of coaching calls, and everybody thinks their problem is, I can't get clients. I don't know how to sell. Oh, Jackson's back in color. Damn it. Now we're all the same. I don't have my up on you. They always think it's, I need to get better at selling. I need to get better customers. I need customers to like me more. It's always, the real problem is always, I can't get enough leads. Because if you had, oh, and Jackson's black and white again. Must be, I don't know what's going on with your camera, man. It's no big deal. It's fine. But you just keep, maybe it's the light behind. I have no idea. Anyway, who cares? 99% of the people watching, I'm on podcast. I can't see Jackson. I don't care if he's in color. So 99% of our problems with sales, with growing, if we had all the leads we could handle, would go away, right? I've got crappy customers. They won't pay enough. I have to bid too low. All of that we think are their own. I don't know how to sell. I can't convert customers. All these problems that we think we have are really, I don't know how to get leads, and it causes, because I don't have enough leads, I feel like I have to high pressure, I have to get better at selling. I don't have enough leads, so I have to bid low and deal with a bunch of nonsense. I don't have enough leads, so I can't fire bad customers who I know are bad. I don't have enough leads, so it goes to hiring, right? I can't hire people because I don't have enough work, right? Well, if you had an infinite amount of leads, you could hire all the people that you need, you could fire all the people that you need, customers, employees, you could charge what you need to charge. You could be a garbage salesperson. I promise it will make, we're getting lots of hearts with this. So people are like, yes, I need the leads. Damn it, quit talking and tell me how to do it. So I just wanted to start with the why, and then we're going to jump in to Jackson. So just so you guys know, Jackson, he has two jobs here at Grow My Cleaning Company. One, he is the super glue. He's young and tech savvy. So anytime any of us old idiots, some of young idiots, we have both, don't know how to do anything with any of the technology which we use, which is a lot, we Slack Jackson. And he magically fixes it, and we feel stupid and like we should give him lots of money. That doesn't affect you guys as much, but it's really handy for us, and I just wanted him to know that I know that he's awesome. The second role that he plays is he is in charge of our next level Millionaire Mastermind clients, our higher level clients, getting them leads day in, day out, and he is probably better in touch than even myself at what they need and what's working and what's not working in real time. So only other kind of credentials I'll give is he is, I don't know, he's probably spent millions of dollars on Facebook, converted. This is not his first rodeo. If you wanted to hire him through an agency, it'd probably be, I don't know, $5,000 a month plus 15% of your ad spends. Guy knows what he's doing, spent a bunch of money. Let's talk leads. What on God's green earth is probably the biggest misconception? You're talking like the next level Millionaire Mastermind. Give us their biggest frustration, biggest misconception, and we'll dive into how to fix it.
Okay, so I would say that probably the biggest frustration and like what a lot of people think is they do one thing once and immediately go into, oh, this doesn't work for me, or this isn't there. My ads aren't working. I'm not good. Facebook doesn't like me. Google doesn't like me. Instagram doesn't like me. And then they immediately try and pivot to something else without making proper adjustments or even fully understanding what actually happened. Because there's, even if you think maybe nothing happened, you did learn something. You learned maybe my customers really don't care about the free clean. Maybe I need to change up my offer, because I can guarantee you out in the world, there are people looking for commercial cleaners. There are people looking for residential cleaners. And you, by making yourself visible and making yourself irresistible to them on the platforms that make the most sense for you, for your business, that is how things are going to work in the long run. And that's kind of really where the frustration seems to stem from.
It's funny. I get that on my side of the coaching as well, because I do most of the tactical generalized coaching within our program, and Jackson helps, again, like the higher our higher level people just specifically on building funnels and getting leads. So it's funny. I hear that same thing. It's like we want I don't want to say we get sold on, but many of us get sold on, and whether we get sold on or not, we want this automated lead system. And I feel like sometimes the marketers out there, in their fervor to tell you how amazing it is, and it is, like, we have, I don't know, 300 clients a month or prospects a month calling us wanting help, and it's all automated and jet. It's fantastic, but it probably took us a year to get that funnel set up. And obviously when we walk our people through, it shouldn't take a year, but when it doesn't happen in a week or a day or 3 days, they get, just like you said, they get discouraged. So one of the things I want you to, talk about how to fix that problem however you want, but I want to make sure we hit on something that Jared, our other Facebook rock star, does. He helps the elite guys. We'll have him on at some point too. He talks about moving the peanut down the road, right? We always start with, I want to give, you know, like there's some sort of Facebook genie. It's like, here's $100, and Facebook's like, here's your customer, sir. And then we're frustrated when that doesn't work. And we don't realize there's maybe 4, 5, or 6 steps before the, hi, I'm Mike, your new customer. Here's my credit card. And we kind of want to go from step 1 to step 6 and skip all the middle ones. And then we get frustrated when it doesn't work. So we got to learn how to kind of move the peanut down the road. So A, I'd love you to speak on that. And then B, if there's another, like, kind of here's what I would coach our folks to do, you know, feel free. I don't want to mess up your great answer by saying only answer this.
No, so for sure, moving the peanut down the line, or pushing the snowball, or however you want to phrase it.
I want it to be a peanut. Jared said it like the peanut, and now I love the peanut. And it's funny, within Cleaning Nation, on our client side with the elite and the next level, they'll constantly be talking about the peanut. So don't try and screw us with the snow. Jackson's one of these Wisconsin, Midwest, like, it's cold there, people. So everything's got to be a snowball. I'm in Phoenix. Can we just have a peanut? Is that okay?
We can have a peanut. I just don't want to give Jared any credit. I don't like giving Jared credit.
I do like your non-Jared credit giving thing. He's not here. We'll say that you came up with the whole peanut thing, and Jared came up with that stupid snowball idea.
There we go. But totally right. It's extremely important to kind of nurture the people, your potential customers and your perfect prospects along the way. Because very rarely will they sit down, agree right off the bat after seeing you for the first time. And there's just a number of things we can do along that path. And there's no one perfect path for every single person, every business, every niche, commercial or residential. The ways of nurturing those prospects is going to be a little different. However, you want to make sure that your main goal, especially on that first touch, the first time they see you, they want to understand you, or you want them to understand that, hey, this company is relatable to me. So if commercial, they serve medical clinics perfectly. They serve industrial buildings. This is what they do, and they're the best at it. So this is something I recognize, I acknowledge, and I connect with. And then they give you some information. Maybe they want to find out some more stuff. And now you have their information for emails. And so now you can email them as often as you want, but you don't want to bug them too much. But in those emails, you nurture them with information that they might not know about how important it is to clean, or especially during these days and times, what steps can we take to make sure my work environment is a safe environment for people? What regulations do I have to, you know, take into account to stay open, to stay functioning?
So, and then let me jump in with a question, a comment, and a concern. So I'll start with a comment. The thing I want everyone to get that you may have missed that Jared kind of said quickly, or Jared, sorry. Now I'm in trouble. That's it. Jackson's going to be done. That's the last way I wrote to Jackson. He quit on the spot. The last thing that, that Jackson said, and said it kind of quickly, I don't want you to miss, and there's a ramification. He said, very rarely are your customers just going to call in and buy. The problem is, a lot of you guys and gals out there going, no, that happens all the time with me. But what you mean by all the time is the 3 or 0 or 1 customers you get per month, that's how they do it. They call in and they buy. But the problem is, you don't have a funnel. When you do it right, you will have hundreds of people that are in that process, right? So if you don't have a process to nurture and build a relationship with anyone, and their only option is to go from I don't know you to buying, or a lot of you will say things like, I built my company completely on repeat and referral customers. Yeah, because the only customers that are going to come to you without any sort of nurture and just buy is a strong referral. So don't be fooled by, well, yeah, that doesn't happen. Jackson said it almost never happens. It always happens with me. Yeah, if you don't want to scale and you only want 2.5 customers a month at tops, you're absolutely right. You can just, they'll just show up and buy. If you're like, but I want something scalable, repeatable, dependable, where I know I can get 20, 30, 40 customers a month, guess what? You need 200, 300, 400 leads per month or a universe, maybe a couple thousand leads or at least a couple hundred that you're nurturing and are in some step of the thing. So that's a comment I want to make is don't be fooled into, I want you to get the ramification, right? Like it should be rare, or I shouldn't say rare, but infrequent that customers just come to you and buy. The only time it's not rare, that means that you don't have a funnel, right? You have no peanut, you have no road. It's not getting moved down it. You have nothing. Just people show up or they don't, and there's no control. So that was the comment. The concern or the question I had is, I'll give you the concern, then I'll hit you the question. The concern I have is, as a coach, I'm constantly trying to encourage people to build that relationship, like get the email. If you have a podcast, have them subscribe to the podcast. If we're doing a Facebook Live right now, that will be a podcast. You know, like find ways to relate with people. The problem is we're so like, but I want them to buy right now. And if they don't buy now, I'm out. So that's my concern. And my question is, you kind of glazed over, but you said something really important. I want you to talk more about that. The lead magnet. So people are like, I think there's two reasons they don't want to collect emails. One is they don't know how, right? I work so hard and I spend a bunch of money on Facebook and whatever, and I only got 4 people on my email list, right? So there's either it's not going to work, right? I won't get enough people, and I just don't believe it's going to work, right? I can't do it. It won't work. I don't understand. And then two, they only know how to buy. So they're like, oh, just getting someone an email list and I have to follow up on it. They don't see that direct line. So the question I have is, how do you get the daggum emails? And enough emails so it makes sense. If you get 4, that's not helpful. And again, guys, gals, you don't need, and Jackson will talk about this, you don't need 10,000 people on your list. You don't even need 1,000 people on your list. You can be very profitable with a service business like we all have with 200 or 300 people. But the question remains, how do I get 200 or 300 people? How do I know the right people? And you were kind of getting into how to convert them, but how do I get them before we convert?
Yeah. Yeah. So to kind of touch on that is you want to present them with a offer or like a information, some a value add, whether that be typically it's like through some form of information. And that is something that would make their life immediately better and help them with one of their pain points that they have right there. And that is how you collect their information, really. And to address the concern as well, it's because I like a good brandy or a good whiskey. It's like a fine-aged whiskey, right? A 20-year-old whiskey, you don't start with it immediately. It was sitting in a barrel, aging and getting nice. Same thing goes with the leads and prospects. It's like it's almost like a giant collective. As you get more emails and they start to age and they start to mature and nurture, then they convert into sales, and then they're replaced with new ones to nurture and fulfill. And then those convert to, and so on and so forth. And so immediately during the learning phases, like working through it, yeah, it takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of learning to build up into that point. But by doing so, you fully understand, you know, what are they responding to? What do they want to see? What is my customer base? What value add can I give to them to make them trust me or start to know, like, and trust me enough to give me their email, their contact information, so I can nurture them down the line?
So let's give a couple examples. And the nice thing with the service business is you can give either information, which is easy, right? It's quick and it's instant. Or you can give them a sample of your service, right? So I have a service-based business, right? We coach owners of cleaning companies that have more time and money freedom. Right now, I'm giving you a free sample of my service. You're getting it immediately. This doesn't cost anything, right? So some of you go, that guy's an idiot. I like Jackson, but I could do without the mic. Pass. Other guys and gals are like, I need more of this. I wonder if there's a podcast I could subscribe to and get more of this, or there's a live event coming up for like free in 2 weeks, or you know, there's if there's any other way I could get involved in this guy's world, right? So the beautiful thing about the service is we can either give information, which is kind of what I'm doing, or actual service, which is also what I'm doing. Uh-huh. Since your service is an information, what that might look like is for commercial or residential, it could be a free sanitization. It could be a $27 clean. It could be window cleaning. It could be just a little snippet of your service. For give us some of the best information lead. And again, to get that, you might go, hey, if you want to, by the way, guys, gals, they, the whole, for old guys like me, and you'll have to tell me if you saw this, Jackson, because you're younger than I am and you're in the Midwest. So it'll be interesting to see if you're like, oh, I remember that or no. LA Fitness, and lots of the fitness clubs back in the 90s, probably early 2000s, built multi-million dollar businesses. There'd be little glass or plastic boxes that said, put in your business card for a free year. Jackson, I do remember that, a boy. Put in your, he's got a shirt that says a little bit fit, a little bit fat, and it's my favorite shirt. I'm a little jealous of it. So Jackson and I, we've struggled with our weight / muscle building activities over the years. You know, you put in your business card for a free year membership, right? And they'd have 100 of those little plastic things around, you know, a 2 or 3 mile radius of the gym. And guess what? Every single person that put in their business card got a free 2 week membership. I'm sure they pulled out one for the year membership, right? But they might've collected 2 or 3,000 cards. This is all we're doing online now, right? You could still, I promise it would work. You could go to Taco Bell by your place and go put in your card for a free cleaning and it would work. We're just trying to do it online and a little slicker, but no one's going to put in their business card to get a free year at a gym if they're not interested in going to a gym, right? So you know, you've got now 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people that have raised their hand and said, I'm interested in your gym services just by doing that, right? So Jackson, give us some information that would, maybe an example for commercial, example for residential, on how people could give information to in exchange for an email address.
We actually had a good example from Spencer yesterday.
Spencer's the worst. It can't be a good example from him. Spencer's one of our millionaire mastermind people and one of my favorite humans. So just busting your chops, Spencer. Go ahead, Jackson.
His example was carpet cleaning, because he was expanding his business a little bit and he saw the potential there. And he realized, hey, I can offer, this is a needed service in my area, and I can offer a free carpet cleaning or a discounted carpet cleaning if they allow me to collect their information and give them a bid on commercial cleaning services. Because that would also give them the opportunity to connect with them, to show them, you know, this is what we do and this is how we operate and this is how awesome we are. And then now you have their information down the line for either additional carpet cleanings or the potential for a bigger commercial cleaning.
So before he goes to the residential, let me give you just an insight to that. So hopefully you notice that the larger value you give them, the more of a commitment you can ask for them. So say Spencer wanted to do information product, he might be like, 10 ways to hire a carpet cleaner and not get screwed, right? If I'm looking to get my carpets clean, that would give me immediate value right now. It's not getting my carpet clean, it's giving me something, right? So if I took that because it's semi-low value and semi-instant, I might just get their phone number. But Spencer had the great idea of, hey, I'll actually clean your carpets if you'll, and again, maybe that is a $500 or $1,000 job that maybe costs him half of that. So it costs $200 or $300, but he's going to get the opportunity to bid their janitorial, which might be $2,000 or $3,000 a month or $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. So the more value you give, the more commitment you can ask back. All right. So any examples or thoughts on what that might look like for residential, Jackson?
So for residential, saw some good ones last year, particularly for like post, I guess the proper term would be like post-party cleanup or pre-party cleanup for like, specifically for like Thanksgiving and holidays. Yeah. So they were offering discounted rates for that specific type of service, either pre or post, and then using that to build the relationship for more regular repeat cleaning services leading into the new year. Similar to Spencer, but just on the residential side. And then with residential, at least maybe like an information type service, I see a lot of people showcasing clever tricks on like how to keep a fridge clean or keep a microwave clean or how to do these types of cleaning activities people know they should be doing at home, have a real pain doing it at home, and don't want to do it at home. And so they try and find tips and tricks from professionals and then eventually realize, you know, now I'm connected to this person and they're going to start trying to get in touch with me and I can go with them because I'm too tired and lazy to do this.
Yeah, that 10-step process to get my fridge or microwave was better than the no step process I had, but giving this chump money and having and not having to do any of the steps, that the one step process of writing a check, that's even better still. So, and I want to just open your guys' mind to how marketing works. Jackson had a really good point on the, hey, I can offer a free clean, like perfect time, you know, spring cleaning, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and again with the COVID, it's tough. But when people are actually coming over, and they still were, don't worry about it. That's a great time to offer, hey, we can give you a discounted or free or some sort of special cleanup to start the relationship in exchange for the bid, right? Or everyone that's every new client. So that's one way you could do it, to get a name and email. Another way you could do it is, hey, every new client that signs up in the month of November gets a, you know, and stays with us through December, gets a free party cleaning for both Thanksgiving and for Christmas. A third way you could do it on the back end is, say you've got an email list of 150 people, right, that have opted in for something at some point. I promise you, if you email all 150 of those people, hey guys and gals, for the first three people that sign up, you get a free cleaning. Or see what I'm saying? So you can use it at all that kind of, once you've got this relationship going, there's all sorts of stuff that you can offer them. The sky's your limit. All right, we're going over on time. The last thing I wanted to get your feedback on, Jackson, is just give an overview of what it might look and feel like to just move that peanut from start to finish so people understand the whole process. And just so you guys know, gals listening, sometimes this process, this whole process Jackson's going to outline with the peanut moving down the road, can take less than 24 hours. So it doesn't have to be this long thing. But we have, I don't know, a third of our customers maybe are like, oh, Mike, I've been listening to your podcast for years, right? And we're a little higher ticket thing. It's not like $200-$300 to just come in and get clean. So it's a little higher deal. But sometimes people have heard of us within a day and they're customers. Some people it only takes a week or two, and some people it takes a couple of years. So the good thing is this process of moving the peanut through the road happens every time, right? It's just how fast it happens. So the encouragement I'm going to give you guys is this doesn't have to take years. It can take hours. That said, Jackson, can you just give a quick overview before we sign off on what that might look like and feel like for cleaning companies?
Yeah. So it always starts with some form of a post, an image, a video, a podcast, something to get them to you, to your landing page to collect that information. And then basically at that point you have their information, and that's the first step of rolling. That's the first roll of the peanut, I guess you could say. And then the next roll of the peanut would be to communicate with them, to whether it's through social media, through your emails, staying in touch with them on a regular basis to the point where you know they're interacting with you, you know they're interacting with your business. What kind of offer can I make them? That's the next roll of the peanut. And then, you know, you make them that offer, whether
you test a couple offers, right?
You test offers. Sometimes at that third roll of the peanut, you have some clicks to that offer, but you won't have some clicks through that offer. The fourth roll of the peanut, you'll have some more clicks, and then you just keep rolling it. You're like multiple peanuts are rolling here. So it's not like you do it in phases of I'm collecting, then nurturing. No, it's collecting, nurture over and over. Just like we said, it's just going to keep kind of compounding. You test offers and it keeps improving down the line.
So basically you're just moving from what so many of your funnel is now, is you have a phone number and or an email address. It's on your website and it says call now for a free estimate. And they either call now for a free estimate or they don't. And very few do. All we're encouraging you to do is break down. So there's just one roll of the peanut. That's it. And very few people are willing to go the whole way in one jump. So you can be like, here's a Facebook Live I'm going to do. Join us for that. Here's a podcast we put out. Join us for that. Here's a checklist I have to make sure to get your house ready for your Christmas party. Here's a COVID checklist to make sure that you're safe. Here's a free cleaning or a discounted cleaning or this type of a cleaning if you give us a bid for that kind of a cleaning. Here's a checklist on how to get this clean, or here's a free checklist on how to stay legal during COVID. There's just 1,000 different offers that you can offer, and you start that relationship. And the trick is give value first and then ask for something, right? So Jackson and I have been coaching here for coming up on a half hour. Nothing for sale. We just want to give lots and lots of value. Some are going to go, I want more. How do I do that? And we'll tell you what that looks like. And a lot are going to go, I don't want any of that crap. I just want more free stuff. Fine. It all's fine. Right. But the big thing is break down that. If we just said, hey, we're coaches, you know, just knocked on your door and said, hey, we have coaching a whole team of people that are amazing and growing your cleaning company. Give us some money. we'd have a low hit rate and life would suck, right? So we just put out a bunch of value and you guys come to us and go, I want more help. So that's really the whole purpose. All right. That said, for all, and here, watch this. Here comes the funnel. This is what we've been talking about. Here it comes. So we spent, again, a half hour just trying to coach and give as much value as we can in the time that we got for you guys here in Cleaning Nation. Some of you are going to go, holy crap, I love these guys. I want more. For you guys, our coaching isn't cheap. So if I just said, hey, call now and get our coaching, I still think that would be too big of a role for the peanut. We're trying to get you going too far, right? So as opposed to doing that, we're like, what else could we do? Typically, and you can go there now, we give a webinar, growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a free, I don't know, 50, 60 minute training. It's the best training I've got kind of distilled down. And it's amazing. So more, and it costs nothing. That's not true. You put in your name and email address and then we give you access to the webinar. And then later we might send you more things that we think are valuable. It's fine, right? Like, we don't sell anything. We try and give you more value over email. So that's what we typically do. Once or twice a year, as often as we can swing it with our people, we love getting together live. It is my favorite thing that we do. For our clients, we do live events in person where we get to hug and see each other, and Jackson flies out sometimes, and it's great. Because of COVID, we can only do that with smaller amounts. And when we get a couple hundred people, we do it virtual. So 2 weeks from today, January 22nd, we're doing a virtual. And also, we've got a lot of people in the UK and Australia and Canada. They're locked down. They can't come. So we don't want them to get left out. So we're doing a full 2-day event in just a couple weeks. We're going to dive deep into, I think we're going to have Jackson on, but we're going to dive deep into how to get clients, how to get everything you need to grow to do an automated hands-off business. And here you go. Here's another example of a funnel. Let me tell you how we're pricing it. It's a $200 deal, but again, we're always trying to give value first. And I want you to start thinking how you could do this, right? We're going to say, just put in your credit card. You don't pay a nickel until 2 days after the event. So we're going to give you the whole event for free. We're going to wait 2 days. So you have 2 days of email and go, that sucked. Don't charge me. I don't want to pay anything for it. And then you pay nothing. I'd be shocked if you did that, but do it. No questions asked. We won't charge you a thing. If after 2 days you didn't email, said it sucked, we charge you $197. That's the pricing. You guys could think, wow, if I didn't want to do a free cleaning, maybe I could do the free cleaning first, get their credit card on file and charge them after if they're happy. Or they could pay whatever they think is fair. Or there's a thousand ways to do it. And guess what? At the event, it's 2 full days. We're going to spend 97% of that time trying to stuff down as much value as possible. And we're going to spend 3% of that time going, hey, guys and gals, for all of you that got massive value here in this 2-day program and want to become a part of our paid program, then and only then might we invite you, right? After we've given you value here, and then we give you 2 days of value. So if you want to come, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ I have no stinking idea. Grow event. Thank you. Jackson knows. Jackson set up the website, so he knows. And if Lindsay's here, she'll put it in the thing. growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. And if you're listening to this in the future after that event's happened, we put all of our events at that same link. So you can go there, and there, if you're in the future, there may be an event. What was I going to say? Yeah, growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. Yeah, at the very minimum, it's a perfect example of a funnel. So I want you guys to start seeing, like, oh my gosh, that's how it works. He gives a little bit of value, and then the next peanut would be a little more value where it might cost money, but they get to try it for free. And then after that, maybe they offer something. So there's just steps. And again, some of you guys, this will be your first event and you'll buy nothing and that'll be totally fine. Ah, George, you're putting in the link. Thank you, sister. Some of you guys, it might be 2 years and that's exactly what it takes. It just depends. So these are all different ways that we are giving value to Cleaning Nation. Start knocking us off and using these ideas. Do an event for your people in your area, right? And give a bunch of value. And I promise you, if you do a lunch and learn, buy everybody lunch and give it, you don't even have to give 2 days of value. Like, we're going to do, give 30, 40 minutes of value. You can even hire a speaker or hire one of your clients that are not hire. Have one of your clients or one of your prospects speak, whatever you want, buy them lunch. I promise you pick up a bit or two, probably a sale or two. So again, find a way, roll the peanut down, find a way to give value. Don't go right from that. Again, that would be like me coming on, Jackson, I give you no value and going, hey, call now for a free estimate. Right. And then shocked when nobody called and go, why didn't anybody call and buy anything? Was that ever anything of value? All right. I've yapped long enough. Jackson, I'm going to let you finish us off. Questions, comments, rude remarks, say what you want to say. We'll let you end it.
Just remember, everyone, I coined the term of pushing the peanut down the line. That's me, Jackson Pinkoski, not Jared.
And by the way, Jessica Agate, one of our clients, and she's now one of our coaches and an amazing human being. She stuck up for Jared. She put in the chat, no, Jared said that. I'm not. So she's not putting up with your bull crap, Jackson. I'm putting up with it. I'm buying what you're selling, but she ain't interested. All right. Cleaning Nation, you guys are amazing. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday. You can subscribe to the podcast for free. All of our free resources, everything's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Would love to see you live at the event, growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. Last time we had about 150 people there. Probably have about the same there. It's on Zoom. We pull people up. We role play. We go over websites. We just have way too much stinking fun than we're allowed to. Jackson will probably be there. Trace is actually going to fly out. So we're going to be here together. It's going to be a crap ton of fun. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.